we're here at the 2019 NECUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California, and I'm sitting with a winner here. Winner,
hey,
Mr. Chris Kovacs from Constellation. You guys just won new QSO of the year in there.
We did.
Stage. Congratulations.
We did, yeah. We were very honored to be both nominated and ultimately selected by the NECUSO group. We've had a tremendous year. 2 years ago, we stepped on that stage and we talked about the idea of Constellation as part of the Next Big Idea competition. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of really come full circle now, because 2 years later, you know, we're in production, we're live, we've got more than 70 development partners who are creating services on our platform, and we're starting the rollouts to the credit unions who are using the services. Mm-hmm. So to go from idea to realization in 2 years, and then certainly to be awarded like this is really an honor. It's been exciting.
It's such a short time. That's amazing how fast things are moving today.
Absolutely.
20 years ago, that would have taken maybe a decade to get done.
And that's one of the things, right? The application of new technologies is so disruptive that the legacy solutions that are built around the old, stacks of servers and doing these things, from an evolution standpoint, can't keep up, right? The ability to evolve the legacy platforms compared to where the new platforms in the cloud and the services are going, it's going to create a great separation inside of the solution market.
And that's kind of what you guys are doing. You're helping credit unions kind of keep up, right?
Yeah, that's certainly always been the goal. The goal's been to allow credit unions to put their strategy at the center of their digital future, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of purchasing a solution that they then have to run all of their integrations through and everything else, now they can put their strategy at the center, use our entirely open platform to be able to connect to any service provider in our network and any new ones they want to bring in.
Right.
We're completely open. There's zero exclusivity. We've been offered, we've been offered money to make it exclusive and all of that, and it's like, nope. This is about giving credit unions choices and allowing them to decide the services that they're going to give their members.
Good move for you. Good move. So what does this award mean for you guys at Constellation? I mean, again, in such a short time.
Yeah, it's the culmination of a lot of hard work, right? I reflect on the fact that we've got 11 great credit union investors who have put their trust in us, but also put the trust in themselves to grab a hold and define their own digital future, right? So certainly that's very important. We share this award with our development partners. An open platform with no services is nothing.
Right.
And the fact that we've been able to balance that chicken and egg question, which comes first, the services or the credit unions, right?
Yeah.
Has given us the ability to be successful. And then ultimately, you can't talk about this without talking about my team at home. They do an absolutely incredible job taking care of our credit unions and taking care of our fintech service partners. I mean, we really, as an open platform, we are supporting both sides in that. And we take that very, very seriously. Yeah. We actually, in fact, this year, have talked with three fintechs, and they're becoming QSOs as a part of the interaction they've had with us.
Wow.
Because we sit in this frontier between the credit union world and the fintech world. And we take that role very, very seriously, introducing credit unions, introducing the credit union cooperative principles to our business, and then also encouraging them to come participate in that ecosystem with us. So the award to us is kind of the culmination of that. It's it's kind of the icing on the cake, but the best part is it's only the first layer. We got a lot more to come.
Yeah.
We got a lot more really exciting things to come.
I know you got stuff cooking up in the lab. I know you. You got a lot of stuff going here. Hey, let's talk about the topic that you wanted to address too originally as well, before I found out you guys won that award. So, fintechs and the future of QSOs.
Yeah.
Just kind of alluding what you were just talking about.
Part of it is, QSOs, and I mean this, we stand on the saying is you stand on the shoulders of giants, right? QSOs have really been a really important part of credit unions being able to manage the cost of their organization, the cost of their operations is going forward. I think we're at an inflection point for credit unions and for QSOs, and that is, how do we effectively expose fintechs to the QSO business model?
Okay.
There are lots of credit unions out there who are looking at all of these great service providers and saying, man, I'd really like to make an investment in them.
Yeah.
I'd like to have some say in where we're going. But the reality is the fintechs know nothing about the QSO model.
Mm-hmm.
We actually work with, as I said before, 70 providers at this point, and many of them have never heard of the QSO model at all.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm encouraging Nakuso, I'm encouraging Jack and his team to really look at how do we open up and expose the CUSO model to fintechs so that they can access us. Because I will tell you that there is a danger in the future, and that danger is I participate in a number of incubators and things like that, and I sit in rooms with representatives from groups like Bank of America Ventures, Wells Fargo Ventures, Aflac Ventures, Merit. I mean, everybody is there, and they are making these direct equity investments in these companies, picking up these services for themselves. We have to be able to compete with that. And we can't do it as an individual credit union many times, because we've got a lot of other things we do. We have to find a way to collaborate together and get to the point where we can make those investments in those companies.
Boy, I have heard, if there's one word that's really stuck out at this conference, it's collaboration.
Yeah.
And I think it's sticking out at other conferences as well. I heard it 100 times at GAC and all last year. I mean, so it's, that's kind of, I think Jim Nussle said that's our superpower.
Yes.
You know, that's the credit union superpower, is our collaboration. We need to do it better.
Yep.
So we just need to kind of get better and better at that too. Like you said, maintain, keep up, and even sometimes even be ahead of the curve.
Right. And what CUSO show is that you can apply the cooperative principles of credit unions, and you can do it in a way that allows partners and businesses to succeed and grow and be profitable, right? So applying those principles through collaboration, through cooperation, through realizing that, as the speaker said earlier today, that everybody has to win inside the ecosystem. And when you do that, we can be successful for everybody and lift the tide.
So what is attractive? This is kind of an obvious question though, but what is attractive for a fintech to become a CUSO? What's attractive?
There's a few things. One is that many times the VC investors who would typically invest in fintechs aren't users of the system. So you can take money from a VC, but they're not giving you real life feedback about what works and what doesn't inside your solution. You know, how could I grow it and make it more attractive to more members to be able to use? When credit unions get involved, they're not just making investment decisions, they're making buying decisions. And in that comes the power of feedback, the power of scale, right? Imagine a VC world where I'm having to take an investment from somebody and then I have to go find a customer, right? In the CUSO model, you actually are doing both at the same time, right? And those who are, many times in many CUSOs, those who are investing in you are part of an obligation to use the service as well, because there's you know, there's a desire not necessarily to have silent partners in there. That is a big difference for these fintechs as they're coming up. Because many times the VCs are interested in the short term, but the fintechs have to be interested in the long term, in the use of their service, in the adaptability of their service, in the extension of their service. Credit unions and credit unions as their customers gives them the ability to do that.
So what's the message? What's the message that you give fintechs out there to become a CUSO? Or what's the message that Jack Antonini should give to fintechs out there to become a CUSO?
I think one is that we're open for business, right? Okay. And they need to talk about credit unions. Credit unions are a $1 trillion industry with $100 billion of investable capital. That's real money.
That's attractive.
Right? And Constellation is a perfect example of what happens when you allow yourself to be to accept your most audacious ambitions, right? Go build something new. Go create technology. This isn't just about aggregating buying power anymore. Now it's about creating things of real value to credit unions that allow them to reach new levels of operational success, of member service, and ultimately of the longevity of the organization, right? You have to be able to compete in these services, especially in digital, if you're going to be around in 10 years.
Oh my gosh, great answer, great answer. I want to switch gears here a little bit about
your
conference.
Yes,
you
we're
guys,
very excited.
Again, in such a short time, you guys have had this tremendous success, and now you've got a conference coming up.
We do indeed.
Fill us in, sir.
So we have a conference. We actually did our first one last year. It's called Launch. And it's about getting developers and getting credit unions connected so they can build services that are interesting to the credit unions, allow them to deploy it. It's a really exciting event. We do training on the developer side. We also do a hackathon where we allow teams to use our platform and services to create entirely new functions. Last year we had seven teams that in 8 hours produced demonstrable omni-channel services connected to backends.
Oh, nice.
In less than 8 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Now right? That's talent.
So this year, we're upping the ante. We've got more developers, more business people coming. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having a showcase for the tile developers that are already created tiles that are certified on our platform. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to be showcasing those for the credit unions as we go. And then we actually wrap the event in something we call the Gravity Awards.
Yeah.
So not the Grammys, right? The Gravities. And where we recognize those who are contributing to our ecosystem, as well as those who win or mm-hmm. place mm-hmm. in the hackathon as we go. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting. It's actually June 3rd through 5th in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Very nice.
Why? Because we are still a startup, and the hotels are cheap in Scottsdale in June.
Yeah, and it's still a nice place.
And it's still a nice place to visit.
It's not too hot in June either, so it's
a dry really? Heat. Oh. I've heard it's pretty hot.
Not as hot as August.
So. Not as hot as August. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So we're super excited about it. Right now, we're expecting at least double. We've already got number of registered providers, double the number of people that participated
nice.
Last year.
Nice.
So we are excited about it. We are energized by it. And for us, this is really the opportunity for people to see what's coming. Because
mm-hmm.
there might even be a few reveals while we're there.
Ooh, all right.
It's kind of exciting. We'll tease
nice
you a little
teaser.
Bit
teaser. I like that.
And so if you're one of our credit unions or you're one of our development partners, you can go to launch2019.com and you can register and do your hotel reservations and everything
Perfecto.
Else.
Perfecto. Anybody else can do that as well? Or is it open to, like, anybody or everybody, or who's your audience? Who's
our,
the audience?
Our audience at launch are our developers and our credit unions.
Okay.
Now, being a developer is open to anybody.
Okay.
So if you're interested in being a part of our platform, mm-hmm. you can sign up as a developer gotcha. And then sign up for the platform.
Okay.
Right?
Makes
so
sense.
From that perspective, it absolutely is open to all everybody. Right. Just like our platform, no exclusivity, open to everyone.
Right on. And we'll put that link in the show notes, too, so
I appreciate
people can
that.
Get right to it.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Mr. Kovacs.
My friend.
Always a pleasure.
Good to see you.
Always an education. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you very much.
There he is, Christopher Kovacs, Constellation. Go check him out.
Thanks, guys. Good stuff.